First, a quick rebuttal. Yes, Captain barks a lot and Parker licks a lot, but they're two of the most faithful, loving dogs I have ever had, and so I love them dearly, and let's remember there's a good side that goes with that annoying side. But with that, we come to the time in our worship where we lift of our joys and concerns. And the first is always the joy of the ministry of our church and how God moves in and through it. And one of the reasons I invited Jairo to be our liturgist today is because Jairo is one of our graduating seniors, which is absolutely amazing to me because I remember when I first got here in July of 2014, Jairo was the newest member of the youth group, just a little sixth grader, absolutely obsessed with basketball. And that's what I remember of Jairo, was that he was obsessed with basketball. Like the minute we would say amen at the end of a meeting, Jairo was bolting down the stairs to pick up the basketball and start shooting. But over the 7 years, getting to watch Jairo grow and attending every mission trip that we did, giving every bit of his heart and being to it, that he has been one of the most amazing VBS leaders that we have had, just doing an incredible job with our kids, starting out in the nursery, helping with childcare, and then moving into Sunday school and becoming an incredible teacher, acolyte, reader, participant in youth services. I mean, he is somebody who is all in and has been all in all the way through of 7 years. No matter what things were going on with the youth group or everything else, Jairo was there. And so to be incredibly proud of the growth that we've seen in Jairo and who he is. And exciting that he applied for the Lois Balsley Scholarship. And he's awaiting to hear the news of if he got it. But my inside person to the scholarship committee let me know that we did have a member of our church that's being awarded a scholarship. And since Jairo was the only one who officially applied for the scholarship, I'm gonna have confidence that Jairo has received that scholarship. And do I have permission to say where you're going to be using that scholarship? And Jairo just let us know that he is going to be heading down to the University of California, Irvine this fall. And what is your major going to be? Biological sciences. And so if we can give an amen and a round of applause for the incredible Jairo Cacho. So, Jairo, we are so incredibly proud of you and so blessed as a church to have you as a part of it. And so thank you for being here this morning and being who you are. Couple other announcements. Number one, I am taking next weekend off, as a week from tomorrow, my Kylie is turning 15, and a week from Thursday, Madison is turning 10. And so we are taking a family vacation next weekend to be able to celebrate with family. And so I'm excited that Kirby Tanamura will be stepping in to bring the Pentecost word for us, but there will not be dinner on Friday with that. And so please be aware of that. This Tuesday at 4 is our monthly Tuesday book club as we look at Hidden Valley Road and the history of schizophrenia and one family that was completely affected by it. That's Tuesday at 4. Miss Becky asked me to give a little bit of an announcement that overnight camp for the CalPAC Annual Conference is back on for this summer. And as somebody who has had a 30-year relationship with Lazy W Rants as a camper, counselor, dean, pastor, I am so excited that Miss Becky and I are a part of the planning and leading of camps down at Lazy W this summer. And we wanted to let you know that registration is open for all age levels, from Little Canyoneers that starts with those who are in kindergarten right now, all the way through seniors in high school, and even a weekend young adult camp that will be happening. And so if you'd like more information about camp, it's in the weekly email blast, or you can talk to Miss Becky or myself. And if you're interested in volunteering to be on staff and being a counselor, it's like VBS to the 10th degree, if you love VBS, please let, in particular, Miss Becky know. It is an experience of a lifetime, and you will love it. Finally, in our announcements, I told you last weekend that if you paid attention, that this week we would be announcing Church Council's decision to reopen the sanctuary. And it is with joy and great expectation that I let you know that Church Council voted that we will reopen the sanctuary for worship in person on June 27th. We will have two worship services each Sunday at 8:30 and 9:45. It will require an RSVP because we will have a capacity limit of 29 households or 75 people in compliance with the CDC guidelines and our conference guidelines. We will be required to wear a mask, and at the beginning of opening, we will not have congregational singing, but we will still have music in the same way that you have been seeing it virtually, still with the hymns and the wonderful music of our talented members and staff. And so be looking forward to more information and be ready to RSVP as we return to worship at the end of June. And so with that, for all the ways that God moves in and through us here at First UMC of Torrance, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A few prayer requests for us this morning. The first is I wanted to lift up Israel. Israel, as we go all the way back through the Bible, has been a hot zone of war and conflict, and that's no different today. And if you've been watching the news, then you've been seeing the impact of hundreds of missiles that have been launched between Gaza and Israel, seeing destruction, seeing hundreds injured, seeing way too many innocent lives lost. And so we ask for God to intercede into Israel, for God to help bring peace, for God to cease the missile strikes, for God to help the guns be put down, and for God to be a part of rebuilding from the damage that has happened. For Israel, for all who are involved in the violence and affected by it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Having just been there 3 years ago and having seen that strikes were coming in areas where we have been, it is absolutely heartbreaking, my friends. And so let us continue to lift them up. Within our congregation, I have a prayer request that came in from Vincy Legospi, who asks for prayers from the bereaved Victoria family on the passing of Vincy's uncle Leonardo and his daughter Tina in the Philippines. And so for the Victoria family, we give thanks for the life of Leonardo and Tina and ask for God's comfort for all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Also through Scott, I was able to hear news of the passing of Bev Peace, who is the wife of the Reverend Dr. Phil Peace, who served at the Rolling Hills Church and was also my pastor all growing up from when I was two and through middle school. And Bev was a wonderful, wonderful woman and a great Christian example to all of us. And so we give thanks for the life of Bev and ask for God's comfort for the Peace family. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Sean Music would also like prayers for the passing of his godbrother. And so we ask for prayers for all of those who grieve in this time for his passing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. O God, you who are always doing a new thing, we confess that we sometimes close windows against the fresh air of new ideas, against the noise of other people's worries, against the winds of change. God of every place and time, we confess that we often draw the curtains against people who are different, against world news or community concerns. Forgive us our insulation in our locked homes, our shuttered churches, the security systems on our hearts. Open up our lives and let your Spirit blow through. Amen. And now we come to the time in our service where we give our offerings to God in all of the ways that they continue to bring the good news of new life in Christ.